broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for March 17th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. And by the way, it's St. Patrick's Day. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Folks are cooking up corned beef and cabbage. By the way, did you know corned beef has nothing to do with corn? All right. It's cooked with, cured with salt, I guess, and they're called salt corns that cure the beef. And so it has nothing to do with, corn, really. But it's called corned beef. Did you know that? Just, one of those St. Patrick's Day, educational tidbits for you. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Cosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
The good sheriff in the house, Sheriff Richard Mack. Welcome back, my friend.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thanks for having me back, Sam.
By the way, did you know that about corned beef?
That it had nothing to do with corn?
Yeah.
I never really thought about it, but I've had it before, so I guess I would know that.
Yeah, I just didn't know how all that
worked.
Maybe
we should start putting corn in the corned beef, and then it won't be a misnomer.
No, then it'll be genetically modified beef. You don't want that, Sheriff. Come on.
So you understand, Sheriff, they call it corned because there's bigger pieces like salt that they use to cure it. And the salt things, they call them salt corns. I just didn't know that.
It's always great to... Yeah. Learn stuff on your radio. By the way, I want to move to the next topic. The Donald, as you know, has rolled out his $1.1 trillion budget. And it's going to shut down the endowment for the arts. Thank the heavens. We pray that gets done. It's going to reduce money in all kinds of places. The EPA and it's going to increase money big time for the military. But there's a couple of folks freaking out that we thought we'd talk about. Headline, quote, radio and television, public broadcasters fear a collapse. Articles from the New York Times national section, just in case you're wondering. And they say the defunding of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. They say it's a potential elimination of about $445 million in annual funding, which helps local government TV and radio stations function. And they say it could be devastating for affiliates in small markets. Don't worry about the big city boys. They've got it all covered with their own fundraising, etc. But bottom line is Donald's got public broadcasting on the chopping block, Kurt.
Well, I sure have been waiting for this for a long time. You know what I mean? Because you'll have a real hard time finding the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in the Constitution. It's one of those other things you have to read between the lines for, I mean,
now, they say that it affects about 1,500 radio stations, Kurt.
Think about that.
Don't worry, it's a minuscule part of the budget, Kurt. I don't know what Donald's focusing on.
In America. There's like 14,000 of them in America. And that's
not anymore,
1,500
Kurt.
Of them. Well, yeah, they're going away fast, but there's like 1,500 of them that are funded by your tax dollars.
Yeah, so I have to fund my radio ventures plus their radio ventures, right?
You love that part.
Mm-hmm. Now, they say lawmakers since the 70s have really talked about this.
talk.
They gave an example of one station that receives 15% of its budget from the federal government. They're talking about broader cuts under consideration, etc. Now, they talk about rumors of major cuts are circulating. Now, they say this. How much do you think it costs per person to fund this, Kurt?
Well, they say, by the way, Sam, that this is one of America's best investments. This is, you know, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, their statements. They say it's only $1.35 per citizen per year, and it pays huge dividends to every American. I mean, you know, don't you feel the dividends just flowing in from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting?
Well,
yeah. They say it was created back in 1967. They say it's $1.35 per citizen per year on their statement. I mean, they say this thing was started back in 67, and they say it's the steward of the federal government's investment in public broadcasting. That's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Hey, Sheriff, what do you think of this? It only cost you $1.35, you know.
Well, I'm glad the stations are there. However, receiving tax dollars for that is ridiculous. Why don't we get CSPOA tax dollars? We're just as important as they are, and we actually provide a better service. You know, we educate people about the Constitution. Sometimes PBS could claim that, but usually there's nothing very foundational on their programs. Every now and again, you'll see some history things of Washington and the like. But just because you're an educational business, which we are at the CSPOA, doesn't mean that the taxpayers have an obligation to make sure you stay in business. It's a business. And taxpayer dollars go into that. Whoever did that in the first place created this problem, and there should not be tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood or to television programs or radio programs or kids playing tiddlywinks after school. After school programs, same thing.
Oh, wait a minute. The tiddlywinks, now that's important.
Well,
Sheriff, I mean,
Monopoly and tiddlywinks, you know, both are very, very important, but you know, it's just so stupid what Congress has allowed money to go to. And, you know, good ideas and good intentions, just like my Supreme Court decision says, the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. And this is just absolutely unconstitutional use of federal of public money.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, they're all freaking out. Radio and television, public broadcasters, fear a collapse.
I hope that they're able to stay in business, but if they're not, maybe they ought to say these types of programs get, a break from FCC. If any of them have to pay any money to the FCC, tell them to give it back.
Right.
I'm not sure that there is money going that way, but if they are, do it.
Yeah.
Give them their money back.
You know, you were talking about the after-school clubs. I don't know if you saw this,
Sam. Another thing to cut, FCC.
Good point.
Well, and all I can tell you is, you know what, if these programs are worthy, then they'll find funders. Either somebody will fund it out of their own pocket, some of these big, you know, philanthropists or whatever, or the individuals who listen can fund it. And that's how we survive. We don't get enough money from listeners, so I fund it personally.
Yeah.
But all I'm telling you is that between those two, that's how it ought to happen. And, you know, if it's really as worthy as they say, as valuable, as necessary as they say, then the people will support it. And if it's not, then just start singing, na, 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 na. Let it go away. But anyway, they're all in fear of the collapse, and they think the sky is falling. They're like Chicken Little running around now. But there you have it. All right, so, Kurt, Sheriff Mack brought up the government schools.
Yeah, well, they talk about the after-school things, you know, and the tiddlywinks.
But let me stop you, though, and be clear. They call it after-school because it's later in the day. But if the school funds it and controls it and carries it out, it's really school.
Good point.
Let's not pretend it's like something separate, right?
So you remember about how basically these freedom club, not freedom clubs, but these different organizations with like liberty in their name and all these different things were not given any real tax status help by the IRS a little while back. You remember that whole thing, Sheriff?
Yes.
Well, anyway, Breitbart and a number of other places are reporting now that the IRS did give some special fast-tracking to certain things. In one case, what you got is they gave them tax-exempt status to what's called a Satan Club, after-school Satan Club. It got fast-tracked to get some tax-exempt status from the IRS. And this is according to some paperwork released by Judicial Watch. They got that fast-tracking deal going for the after-school Satan Club there in Tacoma, Washington. But they couldn't get any of that for the Christian groups and conservative groups. No, none of that.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. What do you expect, Kurt? It's what the society we live in, where your government's backing Satan. Vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Isn't it ironic and fitting that the IRS backs satanic groups, Sheriff?
What, you say that again, Sam?
Isn't it fitting that the IRS backs satanic groups?
Oh, yeah, for sure. One satanic group to the other.
That's your tax dollars
wow.
at work.
Good point.
And we got Donald in office, we got the Republicans everywhere, and we're not even talking about getting rid of the IRS, really.
Oh, by the way, Sheriff, the first hour, Sam was saying, hey, this is a perfect day for Donald Trump, you know, with the Irish talking about the gold at the end of the rainbow, you know, kind of thing. He said that was a perfect day for Trump to bring out and say, hey, we're going to get rid of the Federal Reserve so we can have some gold, you know, at the end of the rainbow.
Nothing like gold for St. Patty's Day.
I think you might have missed that.
So while I'm promoting gold for St. Patrick's Day to return to the constitutional currency of our blessed nation, the IRS is backing Satanism.
Ooh,
and then I criticize the IRS and call them thugs, and people are like, Sam, you better tame that down a little bit. Now, those thugs have already attacked me once. I'm not afraid of those people.
You know, even their piece says, well, isn't that special? IRS bends over for Satan. Sped tax exemption for after-school club while Tea Party groups languished. You know, when you look at the details on that IRS deal with the Satan Club, the Judicial Watch guys went into it, and, you know, I mean, apparently what they did is, this is in response to what they call these good news clubs. You've heard of those, Sheriff Mack. The Christian groups have these good news clubs, and so the Satan group was really upset about that, because they say that these good news clubs rob children of the innocence and enjoyment of childhood.
Like Satanism worship and stuff, like drinking blood and sexual mischievous stuff.
It replaces
sacrifices, you know, that kind of stuff.
It puts a negative self-image in them, a preoccupation with sin, fear of hell, and aversion to critical thinking. So they say the cool thing about after-school Satan clubs is they incorporate games.
They're not preoccupied with sin, no sir.
Projects and thinking.
These people are nuts.
Thinking exercises that help children understand how we know what we know about our world and our universe. So Yeah. Well, anyway, that's wow.
It's just beyond imagination that we're really discussing the things we discuss on the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Those are news stories.
Are you ready for the new my new movie review?
I'm kind of scared, but sure.
It's Kurt's probably a good movie. I still haven't seen Hidden, what's it
hidden
called?
Figures. Hidden Figures.
And Hidden Figures.
Hidden Figures. I'm working on that.
Even if it was completely, fiction, it is a fantastic movie. Fantastic story. Great.
Hidden Figures.
And anyway, there was a few complaints about Beauty and the Beast. So after our conference call last night, Don and I decided to kind of go to a late movie and go see it. So we could let our
So did you celebrate the gay moment, my friend?
So I will tell you, there's not anything of the sort. And and the only way I even sort of recognized it, because I was really watching for it because of all the complaints, people need to just lighten up a little bit, and there was, I'm telling you, even if you had a halfway blinked, you would have missed it, and what it was there was totally innocuous. It was not promoting anything subversive or bad or anti-biblical or anything. It was just nothing. I mean, it was truly nothing. And
it wasn't the gay moment they were talking about?
No, it's innocuous, totally innocuous, nothing. And whoever brought it up, I believe, was really out of line. And you know what, Sam? When you go to dances at high schools now, and even when I was the school resource officer, I was assigned to do security at dances, and I've seen dances recently. Girls will be, there'll be like five or six girls, sometimes even more, dancing together. They just kind of congregate, and a musical start, and the girls start dancing. Those are 10 times worse than anything that was brought up in the movie. And I've seen women in lots of different movies where they've danced together, elderly women, other women. As a matter of fact, in Hidden Figures, the girls in that are dancing. They were drinking a little bit, and they were dancing. It had nothing to do with homosexuality, and they were just, hey, I need to learn how to dance. Well, here, look, this is how you do it, you know. And there's absolutely nothing subversive or untowards any of that, and there really wasn't in this either. It was kind of a funny moment. It was like as if a group of us are square dancing, and you got the wrong partner, and you ran into a guy, and you twirled him around and go, oh, whoops, okay. And that's all. It wasn't even that bad on the movie. And it's a cute movie. It's really well done. It's very touching in several parts. I thought the first half of the movie was a little bit boring. Then when you get to the dance scene between Belle and the Beast, it was fantastic. Disney has a way of making dresses fantastic, like in Cinderella. The blue dress in Cinderella, the yellow dress here, and then the dress that she wears at the end, kind of a white with
flowers. Is this animated, or is this a...
It is not animated, and that's why I like it. I do not like animated. I like the real-life movies.
The only thing I like about the animated ones is sometimes they got a lot of good jokes in them and stuff like that. I mean,
yeah.
But this one was, the love between.
All right.
Mother,
well, we're gonna have to have other people watch it and see if the latest Beauty and the Beast is the gay moment or if it's innocuous.
There's
no problem.
Gay moment.
All right.
I believe that the people bringing attention to it caused a lot more damage than what was really there.
All right.
And I'm serious.
All right, we'll
check
that out.
My wife and I both said that. We both agreed that it was nothing, and unless you were really looking for it, you would have never seen it and noticed it to be anything bad or untowards or no. There was nothing bad. And I guess if it never been put out, in fact, I turned to my wife, I go, was that it? It's people on the right sometimes and the religious right sometimes need to just lighten up. And they made it an issue. Disney did not.
All right. Interesting. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. We'll have Kirk Cosby watch it and see what he thinks. Now, Kirk Cosby's liable to sleep through it and miss the part.
I know. A lot of it was boring. It's not nearly as good as Cinderella was. Cinderella was a fantastic movie.
I agree with
that. One
of
my favorite movies. Beauty and the Beast, the ending was good. The second half of the movie was really good.
Do you mean Cinderella with real people or the animated?
Yeah, the real one.
Redid Cinderella in a modern movie, Kurt, that's not animated.
Huh.
Right.
Maybe I'll have to watch it.
In fact, that movie came out 2 years ago this very month.
I even watched that and thought it was phenomenal.
2 years ago? That's way ahead of time. I got another 10 years before I ever get up to that.
Come on. Kurt
needs to learn to support the good movies when they come out.
I just got to a 2000 movie the other day, and I was feeling like, wow, I'm way ahead of time.
Yeah, All right, the latest fake news. I don't know if you guys have heard about this. David Kapelian for WorldNet Daily, WND.com, exposes mainstream media's newest sensationalized non-story. You ready for this? They say that Hannity pulled a gun on Juan Williams on set.
Ooh.
Did you see this, Kurt?
It should be on video then.
Well, according to the Juan Williams guy, it didn't ever happen. From what I saw.
But isn't the mainstream press pitching that narrative, Kurt?
Yeah. But anyway.
Maybe we ought to shut down public broadcasting for fake news. All right, we got a bunch of stuff cooking, ladies and gentlemen. April Fool's Day coming up, but we ain't fooling. We'll tell you about it. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Tech giant Google, which by some accounts benefited from CIA-connected startup capital, is adding a category labeled upsetting offensive to its search results, according to the AP. Described by the company as an effort to improve the quality of its search results, this new feature could also create cyber ghettos for social and political commentary from people who dissent against so-called mainstream opinions. With the change, content with racial slurs could now get flagged, explains the AP report. So could content that promotes hate or violence against a specific group of people based on gender, race, or other criteria. The decision to flag supposedly inappropriate content would be made by review teams comprised of contractors known as quality raters. Reviews of this kind are already underway to flag questionable items such as pornography. The new upsetting offensive designation was added to its latest set of guidelines for quality raters. Among the examples used to illustrate the new category is a search return on the terms Holocaust history that produces a page entitled Top 10 Reasons Why the Holocaust Didn't Happen. Quality raters are instructed to flag all web results that contain upsetting or offensive content from the perspective of others in your locale, even if the result satisfies the user intent. Being flagged by a quality raider as offensive upsetting doesn't mean that the results won't show up at all when someone searches for them, but rather that it will be designated as inappropriate. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so latest fake news. They say that Hannity pulled a gun, I guess, on Juan Williams. But you know what? Mr. Williams is saying that it didn't happen, Kerry. What's up with all this stuff?
And Hannity says, I never pointed a gun at Juan Williams. That's a Newsday report. USA Today is saying that... they're saying that CNN is who said that, that said that Sean Hannity pointed a gun at Juan Williams off air. And Breitbart says, very fake news. Juan Williams slams CNN report claiming Sean Hannity pulled gun. So anyway, I would say CNN's...
Sheriff, do you want to respond to this, though? How does this all work? They trash us for fake news, and they run around and do all this. Even Juan's saying there's no... gun pulled. I mean, what? How are they going to get away with this one? And then they run around and say Donald doesn't tell the truth.
Yeah, no kidding. It seems like the media has gotten away with murder for so long that okay, who's going to straighten them out? Sean Hannity's been calling the journalism is dead in America. Well, you know, he's a journalist, and you know, to say that all journalism is dead while he's a practicing journalist, you know, it kind of seems a little bit weird to me too, but they do. The federal government gets away with murder and anything they want, and it just is so repetitive. You know, it's an endless cycle of corruption, and the media is the same thing. The media is as corrupt as it could possibly be, and who's going to correct them? Another media outlet? I mean, what's going to happen to them? There's no recourse. There's no punishment. There's just no consequence to anything they do. And so, you know, they think they're too big to fail. And even when they catch them, like Dan Rather and Matt Williams, others who have intentionally lied, nothing happens. They just, you know, they get rid of one and they put some other liar in his place or her place. And it's really disgusting how many times they've been caught and nothing happens. And so, you know, the major networks, they couldn't be more ignored by the American people, but they're still in business and they're still going to keep doing this. You know, I believe if you intentionally fabricate a story such as this, that there ought to be even criminal repercussions, but it's especially civil repercussions. I mean, it should be immediate. Sean Hannity should be able to collect $1 million from every person who reported it. Whatever it is, there has to be some sort of repercussion. And the media gets a free ride. I mean, this whole thing about how many times I've been blasted and you also, oh, well, you're a public figure, so the media can do whatever they want. What? Where does that come from? I don't know who made up that rule or how stupid you can be to say lies about public officials.
Well, I don't know if you know about this, but our buddy James Edwards over at the Political Cesspool, we syndicate his show, Personal Good Friend. You know James.
Sure.
Anyway, James Edwards, the Detroit Times, I'm trying to think of exactly the name of the newspaper. Anyway, it's Detroit, Michigan. They literally wrote in their newspaper that James Edwards was a leader of the Ku Klux Klan. All right. Now, just so you know, James has never been involved with the Ku Klux Klan in his life.
Right.
Okay. He rejects it. He has nothing to do with it. He never has. He's certainly not a leader. He literally sued this Michigan newspaper over it. They threw it out. He's now on appeal right this second. They literally can lie and say he's a leader.
Is it the Detroit Free Press?
I'm not sure if it's that one or another one. I'll have to look it up. Okay. Look up James Edwards' lawsuit and you'll find it. But anyway, they literally said he was one of the leaders of the KKK. Now, either you are or you're not. But they're now trying to say because he's a public figure, they can say anything they want to. It's just hyperbole. It's just, you know, and that's what the whole lawsuit's about. It's happening right now, going through the courts right now, costing James Edwards an arm and a leg. And James is saying, look, the only reason I got to fight this is because I can't let that stand. Then other organizations will pick that up and claim that and then say, well, we got it from this, and it'll just perpetuate. And it isn't true is the problem.
Right. And not only that, but when they did it, they had to know it was not true. And how could it possibly get thrown out? And here again, government corrupt judges are supporting this kind of corrupt, evil media crime. I mean, this is a crime. And for the judges to side with them, it just shows how corrupt the whole court system is and that they allow this sort of thing to continue. And because the media knows that very seldom is there any type of repercussion or consequence. Yeah. They get away with it and always have. And that's why Washington, D.C. is so corrupt. They get away with it and always have.
It's just the Detroit News, according to the thing.
Yeah, the Detroit News. I didn't know which paper, and I didn't want to claim, you know, one. I wasn't positive. But anyway, all I know is the lawsuit's going on. They flat out lied. They know it. Even with James, now they've issued a correction. No, we're so sorry about that or whatever. But
they did a clarification, said that James Edwards has no formal position with the Ku Klux Klan, and that Edwards' support for Trump left the impression that Edwards served in an official capacity with the Ku Klux Klan.
Now, let me stop you there and say this. I don't see how his support of Donald Trump made you believe he was a leader of the Ku Klux Klan. I don't get it. But see, they even lie in their retraction. It was assumed that. How would you gather that? By the way, you're a Trump supporter, right, Kurt?
Well, you know, I didn't vote for him, but I am in support of a whole bunch of things.
Yeah,
he's been
so
doing.
See, I think you're probably a Ku Klux
KKK
Klan
member.
Leader.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, I guess it's just Ku Klux, K-U, and then Klux Klan.
Right, you
know, kind of a tongue twister. Anyway, there you go.
Anyway, on all sides of it, everybody's cuckoo. Speaking of the cuckoo stuff, I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But that's what we got in today's society. I just find that fascinating. It's worth bringing up.
I've been so uninterested and so against the Ku Klux Klan, I've never even looked up what Ku Klux means or where that term came from. And again, I will add to that, and I don't even care because that's how much I don't care about who they are or what they are. I completely ignore them. Never have. I don't even think I've ever met anybody from the KKK, or at least I don't.
Yeah, but you're white.
You're probably a leader of it, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's undercover.
I know you don't know
you
it.
Just,
Yeah, I don't know it, but...
But if the mainstream press says it, it's got to be true.
There is, the ones you don't know anything about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And to say that you're not is probably a conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah, that's just your way of covering it up.
Methinks you protest too loudly.
All right, now, I just find it interesting, though, because James Edwards completely rejects the Ku Klux Klan also. But what I find fascinating about it is, you know, I don't know who they are, and I don't know, you know, exactly. I hear that we know they're supposedly a white hate group or whatever the case and everything else. But I guess I'm saying the problem that I have with it is they want you to believe that everybody's a racist. Everybody's a member of the KKK or whatever. And I do believe that white people should be able to preserve their heritage and stand up for their race and for their people, just like I believe everybody else should be able to do that. A heritage, your heritage is not a bad thing. I don't care what race or color you are. You should celebrate your heritage and your culture and who you are. I don't believe in acting like we're somehow supreme to other races or better. As far as I understand, I subscribe to the Declaration of Independence, which says all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. That's where I stand.
Yeah.
I mean, is that, you know, bad? But I do, you know, me and my wife are both white, okay? And so when we have babies, we want to have white.
You're
posterity.
White?
But you're just taking that, you're just taking other people's word for it, and I don't know if you should, because you don't have, you don't have a perfect knowledge. You could be black.
I know, when I met my buddy David A. Clark Jr., I believe he's probably white, and he's a lot smaller than I am, and if you want to check out the National
well,
Press Club video to prove
David
it all.
Clark is a foot taller than you. And he's very lean and very nice looking. He's,
I'm very lean now too, Sheriff. I've lost 38 pounds, my friend.
Well, I need to do the same thing, so whatever you're doing, I need to do it.
You know, Sam is disappearing. You'll be thinking, like, where did Sam go the next time you see him?
No, you'll be thinking,
I'm going to come back to your house and make some more fudge and have you game back about it.
Oh, no. That actually was good stuff, though. The fudge is phenomenal. But all I'm telling you is it's amazing what they do and how they twist this stuff just so far out of reality. Then they run around and call us fake news.
Yeah, and then when you catch them red-handed, the judge throws it out. Oh, they can say anything they want. You know, they can destroy people's lives and make it so difficult for you to stay in business and what you're doing and keep your reputation. I mean, a man's or a person's reputation is the most valuable thing that they could possibly have. And yet, the courts simply do not care most of the time. I mean, Melania Trump sues a blogger or some company that went after her and said that what she was, whatever. I don't even remember. I don't even want to say what I think maybe they said because it was so untrue. And she wins. I mean, she wins millions. And it took maybe a month for her.
Yep, but for us, it's like impossible. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All I can tell you, though, is as bad as CNN is for reporting the fake news, they treated me pretty good when I was at the National Republican Convention. You know, they brought us water. I don't want to say they were the water boys exactly. That'd be rude, but they were very kind and brought us water. They gave us all kinds of food. They let me kick back in their broadcast facility and took my photo sitting at their news console and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, they were pretty nice people. So it's weird. It's like the leadership's just gone psychotic and they're unhinged big time. But yet the day-to-day people that work there are some pretty nice people in many ways. So it's just kind of schizophrenic a little bit. But there you have it. What do you expect? All right, by the way, your Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association newsletter just landed in your email inbox for March. If you didn't get it, sign up today, cspoa.org. But anyway, they just rolled out the March CSPOA newsletter, full of good stuff. Anyway, thefreedomcoalition.com announces, quote, National Timeout Day. Yeah. The goal to free political prisoners in the United States, thefreedomcoalition.com to learn more, to get involved, to donate, and everything else. But the people of America are hereby calling for a national timeout day for April 1st, 2017. We're not fooling, is the headline. It's going to be a press release released all over the country. And the whole idea is, you know, whether you're caught up in government health care pretend repeal, whether you're, you know, mad about the IRS, whether you're, you know, gathering to protest this, or whether you're focused on that, or the budget, or the battle, or attack Donald, or attack McDonald's, or attack Donald Duck, whatever you're doing, it's time to stop. Take a little bit of time out and say, look, we need to care about our fellow Americans, Sheriff.
Well, we do, and I think that we've forgotten a few of the rules while we've been proceeding with the new Trump administration. And the number one rule is the golden rule. Would you want this done to you? If an Amish farmer can't run a business that he's making stuff out of chickweed, that he's helping a health, providing a healthy product, you know, then I could see it if somebody was hurt, that the government would step in. But even then, the person can handle his own situation without government getting involved. But this is so ridiculous that this man right now, even as we speak, sits in prison and is awaiting, and I don't know why it's taken so long to get a sentencing, but he's awaiting sentencing on June 16th. And I think it's just so astonishing that here we are talking about fixing the VA, which in a sense is a life and death situation also, but we're talking about immigration, and all of us on this phone call right now and everybody listening is very concerned about illegal immigration and the dangers that that has exposed America to. And we're talking about Trump's appointees and the Supreme Court nominee, and we're talking about Russia and wiretapping. Well, you know, they've been wiretapping everybody for such a long time. Well, why are they so concerned that there was wiretapping going on in Trump Towers?
And why are they so concerned pretending that it didn't happen?
Yeah, exactly. And Lindsey Graham is sitting there going, what an idiot. And Fox News let him get away with it, too. They said, well, he said, there's no warrant. There was never any warrant issued to tap any of Donald Trump's holdings or his Trump Tower. Oh, really? How many times does the NSA wiretap people, Mr. Graham, Mr. Idiot, and Mr. Liar? How many times do they do that without warrants?
And by the way, George Bush, the former president, did that, lied about it, got caught, and then asked Congress for permission, and they gave it to him.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I mean, it gets so ridiculous. And sitting there interviewing him and acting like he's some sort of hero because he's saying there was never any warrant. Well, no kidding. There's no warrants. There's no warrants on our phones right now that the NSA is listening to.
And by the way, I believe the real issue is that foreign agents on behalf of the Trump administration tapped the Donald, and that way they could have, what do they call that? Anonymity?
Plausible deniability.
Yeah, good point. All the above. Yes. But I believe that foreign agents actually did it, and they don't need a warrant when foreign agents spy on you.
Well, true. But it's still ridiculous, and it's still just the media collusion with
But here's the point. We're tied up in every scandal under the sun, but yet we can't
help talk about
our neighbor.
And that's my point. Let's prioritize what's really going on. Where would you put putting innocent people in prison? In all of those things going on, where would you prioritize putting innocent people in prison? And we can't get even Rand Paul or Ron Paul to discuss this, and it's happening to Rand Paul's constituent. And so, really,
but don't worry, Rand Paul's the patriot to save America and bring us back onto the rails and get us all squared away and happening. And if you just send him some money, Sheriff.
Yeah, maybe that's what we need to do. Take him a $5,000 donation and see if he can do something for freedom and liberty and for the people he actually works for.
And then we should ask him to donate it back if he's such a patriot.
Well, he would give it to Sam Girard's family, you know, and the reparations that they need. And, you know, I was talking to another guy about Sam Girard yesterday, and he's helping us with this. And he said, I know Sam Girard and I know the Amish. He says, I used to be very, very close with the Mennonites and the Amish. And he said, The way this man's physical being is, he said, prison will kill this man. He will die early. He will die young, because this will kill him. They're so family-oriented and family-structured. And if he can't be around his family, this will literally kill him. And whether that's true or not, I really don't know. I think it would kill me. To be put in the same position. And maybe that's why I'm so empathetic with this man, because I met him and I was at his home. I met his family, had an Amish meal with them that was fantastic. And maybe that's why, because I can really imagine walking through the halls of those prisons and just saying, you know what? I give up. I give up on life. This is no life, and that I give up on justice, and I give up on America, and I have my family taken away from me, Sam. I don't know if I could live through that either, and that we allow this, and that Rand Paul is so preoccupied with everything else in Washington, D.C., and he can't sit back and take a step back, and that's why we're announcing National Timeout Day. We want all the politicians just to take one step back, the media, the White House, everyone, all of America, all Americans take a step back. Make it one day this year, just one day. That's all. Take a step back and look at your fellow man and look at the people who are in prison who should not be. Help us establish a commission to do this for everyone who has been arrested by the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. the last 10, 15 years. And let's do a review and let's make sure that no one else is unjustly in prison. Like another great example is Cox and Kettler from Kansas. We already have the governor from there asking for a pardon for them. Well, if we're going to do it for them, why wouldn't we do it for lots of others who are in the same boat? And Cox and Kettler aren't even in prison. They got no prison time whatsoever.
Which, by the way, is a blessing, but still.
But still, they're felons for the rest of their lives. For the rest of their entire lives. And these two guys are young. And one is a disabled veteran, Kettler. The other one, Cox, has a daughter serving as a Marine. And these are the types of people that we're making felons for the rest of their lives. Do you know how you can get a job? Do you know that even if you own your own business and people look up and see that you're a felon relative to a gun-related charge, how many people are going to do business with you? And, you know, when people find out, maybe all the gun owners will really get behind you. But the thing of it is, they are felons for the rest of their lives unless Trump does something. Trump is the only person that can get that off of their record. And so for us not to be able to do this is just shame on us, shame on America, and shame on Congress and the White House if they can't take a step back for one day and get this taken care of.
Yeah. So. All right, before the end of the hour, we have a little bit of good news. The sheriff is going back to Washington, D.C., and he's going to be meeting with Utah Congressman Jason Chapeth. And we're glad about that. And we're hoping to set up other meetings in D.C. So if any of you out there know of a way we can meet with congressmen and senators or anybody that could help us get to Donald Trump and make this issue important or on the map, whatever you want to call it, we need your help, ladies and gentlemen, financial and otherwise. TheFreedomCoalition.com to learn more. Click on news to see what's happening in the latest. We'll keep you all up to speed on what's happening on Liberty Roundtable and Liberty News Radio, affiliated talk shows, and more. We need your help, folks, is the bottom line. But we're calling for a national timeout day to take a break and care for your neighbor, become the Good Samaritan, if you will. And we're talking about no fooling on April Fool's Day as the key day to make this happen. And we need your help to promote it everywhere. TheFreedomCoalition.com. Sheriff, the final word's yours.
Thanks, Sam, and appreciate all the work that you and Kurt did to make that meeting with Chapeth happen. Thanks so much.
We're working on more, ladies and gentlemen. Godspeed. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. This nation shall endure.